Nachamor, Rab Nachas Taman, Chamsun Makilin. He saw that people were being makel. V'chamer alein, he was machmer for them. Chad by Nash Azul, there was a person who was standing by a river. Boy Meshizga Askufte Begav Nahara. He was washing his meat in a river. The inches so wave came, blew away his meat. V'azale Chazar Boy Misivna. So he guess he goes away. He doesn't have his meat. Then he comes back. The meat is still there. It came back. So he wanted to eat it. Amalei Rav. So Rav told him, Asalach, you can't eat it. Why not? Dino Omar, because I say he shot off Nahara. That meat is gone. The icy churi de nevela. Now this is another piece of meat, which is nevela. Tachtoy, right? Instead of it. Chad bar nash have a mahalach beshuka. There was once a person walking in a shuk. Ton kupa. He was holding a piece of meat. Asa daisa. A vulture, a bird came. The chatfese mine, and he grabbed it from him. The talkfese, and he took it. Chazar boi mi sivna. And then a bird came and he gave it back. It was very nice. So he wanted to eat the meat. He assumed it's the same piece of meat. He knew his meat that he had was kosher. Amalei Rav. So Rav told him, Asaloch, you can't. So these are the two things where people used to be makel, that Rav came, he put his foot down, he said, you have to be machmer. Why was he machmer? The same reason. Dana Omar, I say, Basad in Avela Havas, Ta'ina, Vitolkise, Venasvahu Uchrona. Maybe this is a different piece of meat. How do you know it's the same piece of meat? Ginoi, the river Ginoi, Shatav Zikin, once took with it many flasks of wine. Also, Uvdu Kumi Rav Yitzchak, Brabalaza, and I guess, and then it brought it back. So the question was, were they the same wine? Were they not the same wine? Just like meat has to be kosher, wine has to be kosher as well. So the question was, can you drink this wine? So he said, bring the people that are bekiim in the simonim of the flasks, and if they have a simon, they know that this flask is the same one that was here previously, then they'll be able to drink the wine. But without a simon, you wouldn't be able to assume it's the same, because maybe it's a different water. Nikunika ishtakach beknushta debuli. They once found wine in the Beis HaKnesses of Buli. Also, Uvda Kumi Rab Yirmiya. They just found a random bottle of wine. That's nice. Somebody dropped off wine. Problem is, there's no seal. There's no hashkacha. Like, is it kosher wine? Is it not kosher wine? So the Gemara says, they brought the shayla to Rab Yirmiya. Amari said, yes, chakmun sikuraya avidutain. He said, basically, if you can come up with a simen, whoever it was that prepared the wine, he has a simon. Yeah, I know this is the bottle of wine that I made. But you need some basis to be mata the wine. So if you have an einechad who could say that the red dye on the flask is the dye that I use in my whatever, then you can figure out a way to make it kosher. So kuraya is red dye. Tzli ishtakach beisrat gdi, tzli ishtakach beisrati de gufta. A roasted goat was once found in some major thoroughfare. And unbelievable, it was just a piece of meat. And they went to the Chacham, could I eat this meat or not? They said, yes, you can. And it was based on two svaras. Mishum Metziya, Mishum Reiv Mahalchei Drachim. Mishum Metziya, the Gemara explains, the Tnei, we learned in a Braisa, Hamatzel Miadori, somebody who finds a Metziya, a lost object, but he took it from a lion, Miadagayas, or from Chayalim, Mishunas Hayam, Mishunas Hanar, or he got it from, came from, the sea brought it with him, like the surge of the sea, we found it in a large plaza, or in a large road, Hare Elu Shaloi, the Allah is, it is, right? Perikelu Metziyas, the Masechus Bava Metziyas, deals with all the technical halachas. If somebody loses something and somebody else finds it, could he keep it? Could he not keep it? Does he have to return it back? All the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. So, but one braisa in the sugyas over there says Mefurish that if somebody would find something, you know, finds a lion is holding something, and he somehow is matzul miyadari, David HaMelech, he's able to get it, so he'd be allowed to keep it. Why would he be allowed to keep it? Because we assume that the owner definitely gave up hope, and he doesn't think he's going to ever get it back from the lion. See, he certainly was miyayish, or if it comes up with the surge of a sea. So some guy on the other side of the ocean just lost his entire crops, everything went together with this whatever. So he certainly was miyayish. If I find it, I could definitely keep it. So being that this Gditzli was found in an Esratya, it was found in like a Rishos HaRabim, a very large open area, so we assume that he definitely was miyayish. So number one, in Chesh HaMishpat, is it mine? Yes, it's definitely mine. Hari Elu Shaloi. Okay, so now we know that I can eat it just from a Chesh HaMishpat perspective. There's no Leisigzal. There's no Chiyav HaShavaz Aleda. What about from Yeridea standpoint? Is it kosher meat or is it non-kosher meat? So that was the second Kula Mishum Shchitas Nachri. Reb Mahalchei Drachim. Mishum Shchitas Nachri. because of the fact they were shechitas nochi, they were matred as well. Why were they matred as well? Because apparently this area where this piece of meat was found was an area that was Rav Yisrael. I mean that it was Rav Yisrael, they assumed Rav again, like we had earlier, but nimtza halachacha Rav. So just like if you have teisha chanuyos that are selling basar, shchuta, and only one is selling basar nevela, you go basar Rav, but nimtza, unless it's a kavua, you always go basar Rav. Here too, you'd be allowed to go basar Rav. And the Gemara says, v'shtakach, so if they did some bedikos, and they said, where did this meat originate from? And they found that it was min de base Rebbe. It came from Rebbe's house. Clearly it was kosher meat. Eagle de guvna ishtakach bepundika de Levi. They once found cheese in the pundik of Levi. Pundik is like a hotel. Vihit, an inn. Vitiru mishum shnei dvar. And again, it was a random piece of cheese. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? They said, yeah, it's okay. Based again on these two halachas. There was no cheshem mishpat problem, mishum mitzia. And there was no Yeridayat problem, Mishum Rav Mahal Chedrachim. The Gemara explains, Mishum Mitzia, the Tanya Matzah, the other guys, the other Mishum Nasayom, Mishum Nasanor, Mishra, the Gedan Plat, the Gedan Ril Shalvoy, Mimnesha, Bailam Siyashim, Mehem. It was found in an open ear, in a pundik. So they assumed that the owner definitely was Miyayish, so you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Mishum Rav Mahal Chedrachim? What about Mishum Rav Mahal Chedrachim? Maybe it's not kosher cheese, the Rav. Levi's pundik was all kosher, so therefore called the parish Meruba parish. It's like Teisha Chanuyos, and therefore they said it's going to be Mutter Mishum Yishtakach Min the Rabbi Lozber Rabbi Yosi. In fact, they found that it was from Rabbi Lozber Rabbi Yosi. Amar Amuna Kumi Rabbi Yosi Vanan Chamyon Rabbonon Machrizen. So Amuna told Rabbi Yosi that although you said that in a case like this, you find a piece of meat or you find cheese in a public area, being that it was in an open area, we assumed the owner was miyayish. So it's harei l'shalo, you're allowed to keep it. And that's why in all these cases, the guy took the piece of meat, he had a free lunch. But he said, I found chachamim in cases like that, who went out of their way to be machris, to give the aveda back. And they didn't rely on the fact that they found it in a public area, so presumably the owner was miyayish. We found rabban and then a machris, and then machris. They make an announcement, and they try to return this lost piece of meat or cheese. Amale, so Rabbi Yosi told Ramana, at in Havis Mishkach Loi Nasfis. So he told him, if you would find it, you wouldn't give it back. So he told him, Rav Yoina Avuch Loi Omar Kein, Elo Omar Halavaika Nashkech, Nashkech Min Piyusa Uligavoy. So he started having a shiloh. Would I do it? Would I not do it? So Ramona told Rav Yosi, he said that I know that your father, Rav Yoina, Rav Yosi's father, Rav Yoina, used to say, Halavai, he wishes he would find something in an area where there's no chiv to return it, where it's a real shaloh. He says that's it's an easy way to make a quick buck. But the Gemara says, Afilu Kain, even though Ramona told Rav Yosi that I know for sure that if you would find a situation like this, you would keep it because your father used to do it. Afilu Kain, there was a story where Ashkach, where Rav Yosi found an Aveda, and it was in a public area where technically the Halach is Arei Lo Shaloi, Vloy Nasiv, and he didn't give it back. All right, so we just went.
He didn't take it for himself.
Vloy Nasiv, he didn't take it, I'm sorry. All right, so this is the Halacha, this last half a Amud over here. Were the halachas of Basash and the Salomon Ayin. So obviously these are complicated halachas, but just the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch, without any real halacha l'maisa. So what's the halacha of Basash and the Salomon Ayin? So it's Yeridei Asim and Samachim, just two seifim. So the first seif is Basash and Nimtza Mushlich Peshuk. Somebody finds a piece of meat in the street, halach achar roiv. You always assume roiv. The chalda parish, miruba parish. Zamhayi roiv ha-meichir ma'vdiki chavim asar. Like, I guess, most cities in the world. If the majority of the moichrim were oivdei kichavim, you're not allowed to eat the meat. V'mayu roiv ha-moichrim Yisrael muter. V'chein basa ha-nimtza b'yad oivdei kichavim. Same thing is true with regards to meat that's found in the hands of a guy. That's the Gemara we had yesterday. V'loi noyda mimi lakach, imhayu moichri ha-basa Yisrael, if the moichri Yisrael, if the moichri ha-basa were yidin, muter, because we assume the guy bought it from a yid. And just because it's in his hand, doesn't change anything. Says the Mechaber, Zeu din Torah. That's Midoy Raisa. V'kvar Osru Chachamim, however, Midoy Rabbanon, the Chachamim already said that Kol ha-basa ha-nimtza, Bein b'shok, Bein b'yadei v'kichavim, Af ha-pisha Kol ha-moichrim, V'kol ha-shoichdim Yisrael, still it's going to be awesome Midoy Rabbanon. So this is Halacha L'maisa. So the Halacha of Teisha Chanuyos is only Midin Torah. Midoy Raisa is a roiv, and you say call the parish from Ruba parish. But Midoy Rabbanon, it's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Gimel, V'kvar Osru Chachamim, every piece of meat, Afal Pisha Kol HaMoichrim, V'kol HaShoichdin Yisrael, it doesn't matter. V'loi Oid, this is Mesach Teskon, so it's Tzugi Aruchov, I just want to give you the quick Halacha. V'loi Oid, Ela HaLoi Keach Basar, V'hei Nichoy Bebeisoy,
Not just that, but somebody who buys a piece of meat and he puts it in his mouth, vinela mino ayin, and then he was masiach tas from it. He lost sight of it, literally. Usher, he's not allowed to eat it. Elim kain hoyolay by simen, oisha hoyolay by tfias ayin, fumakiroi vaday shahuze, oisha hoyatzar v'chasam. So if you have a simen, or if it was sealed, or you have a tfias ayin, this is my wife's jolt. So if you know for sure that this is it, then it's going to be okay. But other than that, there's a halacha basar shesalma. I even if it's on your dining room table, doesn't matter where it is. Not only benimtza b'rishos harabim, doesn't matter where it is. That's halacha aleph, important halacha, obviously. Halacha beis tala kli mole chatiches basar. All right, v'nishbar hakli v'nafla chatiches la'aretz. Somebody had a keli that was full of meat, and the keli broke, and it all fell on the ground. What happened was that he had to get a new bag. So his bag tore, and now he has a lot of meat, a bunch of burgers sitting on the floor. So he runs home to get another bag. He comes back. The burgers are still there. But he found the meat. But the ain loy boy loy simin, v'loy tfilas ayin. He doesn't have a simin, he doesn't have a tfilas ayin. So he's allowed to keep the meat, or is he not allowed to keep the meat? That was Mamash Arsugya, where there was like a big wave, and then, you know, things went nuts, and then there was meat sitting there. But the question was it the same meat, or maybe the wave took away the old meat, then it brought new meat, or the case where the bird took your food, or, right, Mamash Awa Gemara. So what's the halacha? Hareze Aser. It's Aser. That was Rav's Chumra. Sheyesh loymar, oisei basa shahoye bekli garasei chaya. Perhaps that meat, a cat came, or something came and took it away. Vezeh basa racharu. Vim toli ben masmur ki yoitzvei shi efshel shere slital. If it's impossible that something like that happened, then it's going to be mutter. Vyesh matirim somar matir, basa shenes alim min ha'ayim, and matzah b'makam shenichat. It's mechaber, but there's another day. There are people that are matir. So basically, our halacha, where people were mekel and rav was machmer, two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Zok d'ramo, v'haminig lahakel k'svara achroina. The minig is to be mekel like the svara achroina. So if somebody, again, puts a piece of meat down, and then he goes away, and he finds a piece of meat in the same place. The minig is lahakel kisvar achreina vafilum hoye biad evik echavim b'makom shekol amoichem Yisrael amoichem b'achat chasher. That's the ikur at din Shulchan Aruch.
If it was yours to start with, then you could.
I'm not just as I'm not a posketing anything. I'm just telling you this is the
these are two different. I'm not on High Street.
Exactly. So that's just the basic halacha. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Behema shenim tzas mirushal. All I'm saying is, you see, the halacha is bashur samayim. It's not as pashut as maybe we think they are. Zok to Mishnah. Behema shenim tzas mirushalayim v'ad migdal eder. Somebody found an animal outside of Yerushalayim. How far? The distance of between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. Ukimidasa, right? So either it's literally between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, or it's in another direction, but it's the same amount of distance. L'chol ruach, in any direction, scharim, if the animal he found was a zachar, oilos, we assume it's an oilo. Nekeves, if the animal he found was a nekeva, sifche shlomit, we assume it's a shlomit, right? An oilo was always a zachar. A nekeva couldn't have been an oilo. It could have been a shlomit, it could have also been a chatos. A shlomim could also be an oila. So the Gemara is going to like be confused there. The oila we assume, the zachar we assume for sure is an oila. Okay, that makes sense. But the nekeva we assume for sure is a shlomim. Number one, why can't the zachar also be a shlomim? Number two, maybe the nekeva was a chatas. So the Gemara discusses it a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda says, haroi lepsachim, if it was a zachar that was a ben shana, and it was the right animal, and it was within lepsachim, koidim lepsachim, says Pesach twice. Kedem regel amayev is within 30 days of Pesach. Then we assume it's a carbon Pesach. But Rishayna, hey, mamashkin es moitzer. The halacha used to be that if somebody would find an animal, like in such a scenario, and it was a zachar, Mishnah says it's an oila. So he comes to Yerushalayim and he says, I found an animal, a stray animal, I'm bringing it into Yerushalayim, it's a carbon oila. They'd say, okay, no problem. Be makrivit. You know, you found it, it's yours now, a reil shaloi. You have to be makrivit as a carbon, and a carbon's expensive. You have to bring the sachim, the things you have to bring together with a carbon. They would literally force him to bring it. And if he didn't want to give them a sachim, they would take a mashkin, they would take collateral from him. You have to bring it. Then eventually they started being a little bit more lenient with it. Why? Oh, I'm sorry. The finders would leave the animal and they would run for their lives. Don't go as an animal. You know, run. People are afraid of sheep. That it should come from the tzibur. It's like this. People will return the, you know, you have more karbanas. People would return the animals. Reb Shimon said, there were seven takanas that bezdin.
Bezdin made. V'zeh echad mehem. This is one of them. What are the other six? Nachri shashalach alasim dinas hayam. A guy, a non-Jew, who sent his carbon from a dinas hayam. Right? A non-Jew is allowed to send his carbon. V'shalach ima nisachin. And he sent nisachin. Right? You know, there's one difference between a carbon that a Yid brings and a carbon that a non-Jew brings. So I think a non-Jew's carbon was a nechal. Right? Couldn't be eaten. Only a Yid's carbon could be eaten. I once saw from a tzaddik HaKohen, he said, why was a non-Jew's Kohen not eaten? He said, because eating, achila, is a davar gashmi. It's a physical pleasure. We have a mitzvah to eat basar kachin, because a yid has a concept of doing mitzvahs with actions that are gashmiistic actions. We have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. What's the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah? You're eating, you're sleeping, you're drinking. That's really all you're doing. But it's a mitzvah. You're drinking dal kaisis. It's a mitzvah. A yid has a koyach to take the gashmiis and be meremim it and turn it into ruchnias. He is shayach to a mitzvah of achilas kachim. That's something that a guy is not shayach to. A guy can take a carbon, he can be makdish it, bring it to the mizbeach, let the kohanim, the priests, let them be makdish it to Hashem. That's something that they have a shayachis to. But to take a carbon, which is kadosh, and eat it, sit down on Sunday afternoon while you're eating a carbon, that's something that just doesn't jive by them. That's something that works. So a yid has a mitzvah of achilas kachem, a guy, zayas again, so a guy who sent his oila from Adina Sayam, v'sholach imo nesachim, and he brought nesachim with it, a guy's carbon needs nesachim as well. Kraven mishaloi, then we brought it. V'imlav, let's say he didn't bring nesachim, Kraven Michel Tzibor. So rather than try to track this guy down in Medinas Hayom and try to force him to bring the Sachim, if they darke Ashalom, they said, you know what, we'll eat it from the Chumas Alishka, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring the Sachin on his behalf. Again, that was the second takana. The third takana was Ger Shemes, a Ger who died, v'niach zvachim. Ger has no Yarshim, because Gershin is Geir, Kanchanelodom. Now if he got married, had children after he was a Ger, he would have Yarshim. But we're talking about a Ger who didn't get married and have children, so he has no Yarshim. Now he died, he was mafresh a carbon, he wasn't mafresh nesachim. Now if he had Yarshim, we would go to his estate, and we would take the Yarshim from the estate. But there technically is no estate, it's all hefker. So the question is, how is his carbon brought with nesachim? If he had been mafresh nesachim, kreve mishalai. Vimlav, kreve mishal tzibor. There's no Yarshim to go to, the tzibor takes care of it. But tonight, Bezdin, who another halacha? Al kohen gadol shemes, a kohen gadol that dies, shetei minchasai, kreve mishal tzibor. That his minchas chavitin that he had to bring every day, which is going to be the topic of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, is that his mincha should be brought mishal tzibor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishal Yarshim, his Yarshim have to bring it. V'shleima ha'isa kreva, additionally, a kohen gadol that died, whereas ordinarily the minchas chavitim was brought machtsisa ba'boikir, machtsisa ba'erev. Again, we'll talk about it more in a moment. In the case that he died and it's being brought, either Mishal Yarshim or Mishal Tzibor, the whole thing is brought in one shot. Another takana, ala melach valo eitzim shiuk, yehanim ne'yotzim b'hem. There was a lot of parts of the carbonos that were brought that the kohen was allowed to use for personal use. So the question is, how he's using it for personal use? He wants to salt his animal. Could he use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe he's not allowed to. That's kachin. Yes, what he's eating, even though it's basar kachin, but maybe he can't be nene from it. Maybe there's meila problems. So Chachamim said that he can use the melech, the salt, vala esu, he used the wood. It's not a problem. Shiv ki'anim na'yosim ben. Another halacha, vala para, regarding a para aduma, shla yehu mayalim ba'afra. That you can't be mayal in the efer. There's no iser meila. Not shloyu mayil, you can't be mayil. That there's no iser mi'ila on the afer of the parah aduma. Even though there should be, it's technically kodesh, but still, there's no iser mi'ila. Valakinim apsulois, the final one was, if somebody, a woman, brought a kan, right? The echad chatas ve'echad la'ilu, we spoke about the kinim a little bit, the birds. Sheyu bois mishal apsulois, they became pasul. So now, what do we need to do? She's got to bring new kinims. Instead of finding this woman and bringing new kinim, they replaced it Mishal Tzibor. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Tzibor didn't have to replace it. Who had to replace it? HaMesapik esakinim, who mesakif esapsal. Another reason you didn't want this government contract, and that is the person, whoever the vendor was, that used to supply Hekdesh with the birds, you'd make a phone call, there's another con that's puzzle, you'd have to bring a... Right. Zokti Gemara. Right, that, well, it's a lot of business. They paid on time.
A lot of
business. Zokti Gemara. Rabbi Yossi...
No, they couldn't cash the check.
Rav Hoshia, right. Rav Hoshia, Rabba, Omar, Leba, Bidmeyem Shano. So if you can figure out what this means without looking at seven different Mepharshim, you're a better man than I am. But basically, Rav Hoshia asked the Kasha. His Kasha was, the Mishnah said, if somebody finds a Behemoth, somewhere between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, or the same distance in another direction, if it's a Zachar, that's the din of an Oila. If Aisha was bothered, why is it an Oila? It's an Oila because Oila has to be a Zachar. A Shlomim doesn't have to be a Zachar, but it could be a Zachar. So maybe it's a Shlomim. How do you know that it's an Oila? So he answered, B'dmeyem Shano. The Gemara doesn't mean take this animal and bring it as an Oila. What the Gemara means is take money that is worth twice the amount of the animal that you found. So if the animals cost $10, bring $20. And be poida the animal on the money and say as follows. If this is a oila, then I want the kedusha to transfer onto this oila. And the other money, your mafresh on your own, is a shalmei nedava. If it's a shlomim, I want the kedusha of shlomim to transfer onto the money. And the other money, I'm going to be mafresh on my own as an oilas nedava. So what the Gemara means to say is, you don't have to do this, but if you want to, if you're worried about hektish, not losing anything, this is really the only way to do it. Because you can't take the carbon and be makrivit, because you know if it's an oila or if it's a shlomim. And if it's an oila, you can't bring it as a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, you can't bring it as an oila. You can't just transfer the kedusha onto money, because again, the money isn't going to be now oilas are going to be shlomim. Being that oilas and shlomim are both brought up in a dava, there's a little bit of an eitzah. The eitzah is take twice the amount of money, do this little tanai, and that's what's going to work. So that is what this line Gemara means. It's no, you basically take two $10 bills.
Ten.
If this is an oila, then let it transfer here, and I'm making this into a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, let it transfer to shlomim, the other one's going to be an oila. That's basically what you're saying. So either way, you'll be makriv both. You'll take the money, buy an oila and a shlomim. Right. One of them would have been the nedava, and the other one would have been the kedusha from this animal that you found being transferred. Rabbi Yechanan said, you can't just go, again, the words here, the taich have very little connection to the words. No, I'm serious. The girsayas here are unbelievable. So Rabbi Yechanan said, you shouldn't be able to do this. What he means to say is that you can't just be poida kachem. We know you can't be poida an animal. Kedusha zaguf is not, you can't be poida. When could you be poida kedusha zaguf? If it has a mum. Very good. Psulei amakdashim. But until it has a mum, you can't be poida. So if you found an animal, you shouldn't just be able to be poida. So the Gemara of the Maskon is going to say that wait for it to get a mum. But till the Gemara says that, there's another three cryptic lines there. Ella, the Gemara says, hilchu behen achar harayv. What you should do is go baser rayv. Im rayv scharim oilos. Im rayv nekevoy zivchei shlamim. Vein ashlamim ba min ascharim min akevoyz. Again, very tzarech beer. Pashup shat. Even the article has a hard time with this. What exactly pashup shat in this gemara is? But basically, there's a shak levatayi here. The gemara said that maybe this far is as follows. You know why? Maybe you could assume that the animal's an oila because an oila has to be a zachar. Shlomim could be a zachar, or could be in a keva. So if you found a zachar, maybe there's a svara of roiv that roiv scharim are going to be oilas. Let's say there's an equal amount of oilas, there's an equal amount of shlomims. So the oila has to be a zachar. The shlomim could be a zachar, could be in a keva. So let's say even a small percentage of shlomims on a kevas. So inevitably you're going to have less scharim that are shlomims than less scharim that are on the kevas. So the Gemara is attempting to say such a svar, and the Gemara says, no, it's not mashma, that's the way it should be. Okay, so bottom line, Ketzad hu oisa, I'm copying at her a little bit, but I just couldn't figure out Pshat in the Gemara. So Ketzad hu oisa, what do you do? Maitzion l'chulin v'chayzav oisa oisan. Go back to the original oisa. What the Gemara wants you to do is not to be makru of the actual animal, but rather to be poida the animal. Ah, you can't be poida an animal. Yes, you could. When it has a mum, you could. So Maitzion l'chulin, when it has a mum. Ikur chasam in ha-sefer. V'chayzer v'oysa oysam. What does v'chayzer v'oysa oysam mean? Take the money, buy an oila, buy a shlomim, like the Gemara initially said, and you'll be able to bring both. The whole thing is only a suffix, it's true. It's based on a roif. It's based on a roif. Rashi says, there's a Rashi that says, in Bavli, obviously, that roiv animals, like in Yerushalayim, Asamach Yerushalayim, were considered to be kachem.
We just said, if you found an animal,
but this is only
within it's only a suffix. It's only a roif.
This is only within a certain
distance. It's all sphagus, right?
But this whole thing is only within a certain distance. You just find an animal.
Right. Asamach Yerushalayim. But but the point is, you're saying, but it could be when you're bringing the carbon anyways, you're going to have to make some sort of tanai. You're going to have to make it into an adava on the tzad that maybe it's chulin. It's true. Zokti Gemara, Amar Abzeira, a different teretz. Kama da'at Amar Taman, Tanai Bezdin hu alam Moisrois, Yikrivu Oilois, Kain at Mar Uf Hocha, Tanai Bezdin hu ala Set up beautiful terrace. He said, you're right. Maybe it's a shlomim. How do you know it's an oila? Because it's a zachar. Shlomim could also be a zachar. However, there's a halacha. We said there's a tanai bezdin that moiser chatos and moiser roshon from yoyod, the kohen gadol, is karev oila. So this, the reason you bring this as an oila is push it out to tanai bezdin. Not because you know it's an oila. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a shlomim. But tanai bezdin, we know of a tanai bezdin where something is brought as an oila. So to hear, maybe the tanai bezdin is that it should be brought as an oila. Very nice teretz. Rav Yosi l'Rav Yaakov Aracha, ein zem mezid. Amaloi, mikiv and shutanai bezdin, ein zem mezid. Again, if you can figure out what this means, you're a better person than I am. But before I should say, you want me to say is as well, ein zem mezid, which is what I mean. So what it means to say is that when is there a tanai bezdin, that was at Moisir Chatas. The case what we had of Moisir Chatas and Moisir Asham was when you had money. So there was leftover money. So the leftover money, that is going to be used as, the leftover money, that's going to be used for an oila. Where the kedusha is not a kedusha zaguf. All you have is the money. The money is kedusha stomim, right? But perhaps over here where you found the actual animal, and there's a tzad that the animal itself is a shlomim, you want to say that it's not any different than a moiser shlomim. That's karev oila. Maybe the halacha moiser shlomim karev oila wasn't said where you have shlomim of kedushas agof. Where the shlomim is kedushas davim, maybe that's when you have the halacha. But when there's actually kedushas agof, maybe you don't say the halacha. So that was what he told him back. Ein zem mezid on malois. He told him back. Mekivin shu'tanai bezdin ein zem mezid. Again, that's in English. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right. Not that's the halacha, but see this. That you have a shlomim that you don't know, you have an animal that you don't know, it's a shlomim, it's an oila, you don't know what to do with it, and that's what it means in this context. So the halacha would be, just bring it as an oila. As we've had this halacha, that when you have left,
basic definition.
We had this halacha. The basic definition is complicated. But the point is that this idea that we've had, where you had leftover money, you had a leftover chatas, leftover ashan, you don't know what to do with it. Well,
you have a problem there with that.
That you can't bring as a shlomo. The classic case of Moisir always is, let's say, Moisir, right, you were makriv, well, Moisir Pesach is, but let's say you were mak, you had to bring a carbon chatas, and then the carbon got lost. So you were mafrish, another carbon, then you found the original carbon. So now what do I do with the original carbon? Or if it was an asha. Or Moisir Pesach, Moisir Pesach shlomo is where, you know, it was Erev Pesach, you were makdish a carbon Pesach, and then it got lost, now it's after Pesach. Or, for whatever reason, you just weren't makriv it, and now it's not Pesach anymore.
Okay.
So what do you do? You're not going to bring it as a Pesach. Maybe you can't bring it next year as a Pesach either, because it's going to be too old. Right,
so all the,
right, again, Moisir is used as it's a borrowed term that's used to explain any time you have money or an animal, and it was hooked-ish for a specific carbon, it can't be brought at that as that carbon for whatever reason.
Thank
you. We've had this more many times. Right, Rabbi Yossi said that when I was in Bavel, I heard the voice of Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, very dramatic. If someone was mafresh, is machtes hashekel, and then he died. So what's the halacha? What happens with the machtes hashekel? Omale yiplu l'nedava. It doesn't go into the chumas halishka. It's not used to buy tmidim and musafim, but rather it's used the kitzam esbeach. Umoyser asiras ha'efa shaloi. What if he had the asiras ha'efa money? It was a kohen or kohen gadol who was mafrish mois for his minchas chavitim for his asiras ha'efa, and that money got lost. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yechanan says, and then he died. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Yelichem lama melech. He gets thrown into the yama melech. Rabbi Loza Amar Yiplu Linedava. Weiter. Asiros Ha'efa Shal Kohen Gadol. All right, so just before we go weiter, just a little bit of a background. So we know, we've mentioned in Masechta Shkolim already a few times, that the Kohen Gadol had to bring a special carbon every day that was called the Minchas Chavitim. What was the Minchas Chavitim? It was a carbon Mincha, and it's in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. It's just a few psukim in the Torah, it's kedai to read the psukim. So Vayidaber Shem Moshe Leimer, Zeh Korban Aharon Uvanov, Asher Yakrivu Lashem, B'yom Himoshach Oisoi, Asiris Ha'efa, Soiles Mincha, Tomid. He took an Asiris Ha'efa, that's a measurement, of soiles, of flour, machtsisa ba'boiker, half of it was brought in the morning, umachtsisa ba'erev, and half of it was brought in the evening. Okay, what did you do with this flour now? So you did three things with the flour. Number one, al machvas bashemen, you put it in a pan together with oil, also known as you fried it. Teyasa, that's how you should make it. Murbekes to Vienna, you should put it in boiling water, that's two. And three, tufine minchas pitim, you should bake it until it comes really well done, and you can break it up into pieces. And it's in that way that takrir ve'ech nichayich Hashem. You should bring it as a carbon. So basically, they took an asiros ha'efa of soiles, they divided it, machtsisa ba'boik and machtsisa ba'erev, and they did three things with it. They fried it, they boiled it, and they baked it. those are the three things that we did. And the Gemara is going to go into different halachas. But if you look, now who brought this Minchas Chavitin? So, find throughout Mishnayos, the Kohen Gadol used to bring the Minchas Chavitin. But if you look in the Pasuk, it seems clear that it wasn't just the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, Ze Korban Aharon Uvanov, Asher Yakriv Hashem B'yom Himashach Hayisai. So we learn from there that there were actually three times the Minchas Chavitin was brought. One is the Kohen Gadol every day. Number two, any Kohen who was doing the Avodah for the first time, he would be mechanech his avodah. He would inaugurate his avodah by bringing the minchas chavitin. Additionally, a kohen who's been a kohen for 30 years and now he just got promoted to kohen gadol. The first day that he's a kohen gadol, he would bring it. The Gemara says, let's say someone he would bring another one. We'll see twice. It is Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say a person did the avodah for the first time as a kohen gadol. It can happen. First time you have the avodah kohen gadol, you have to bring three minchas chavitin. First day I'm doing it as a kohen. First day I'm a kohen gadol, and additionally a kohen gadol asks me one every day. So those are the three times that the minchas chavitin was brought. So the Gemara said that the first halacha was that the minchas chavitin was divided into two parts: machtsiso ba'boiker and machtsiso ba'erev. So we have a machlokes amayroim. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Amar. So when did they divide it? Rabbi Yechanan said chaytza oisa. They would divide it. Va'achakach mekatch, and afterwards you'd make it Kaddish. So obviously there was a whole seder of Menachis. They put it in a Klisharis, and there was a lot of Kiddush that took place until the Mincha, the Kermes of the Mincha, was finally ready to be brought in the Mizbeach. So when were they Mekaddish it? After they already divided it. So first Chaytza, so they divided V'achakach Mekaddish. Rav Shimon Malkish said Mekaddish, first they were Mekaddish it, V'achakach Chaytza. So we have a Machlokes where they were Mekaddish first, and Chaytza afterwards. Zok the Gemara, Masnisa Pligia, Rabbi Yochanan. I have a Mishnah which is not like Rabbi Yochanan. What's this Mishnah? So it's a Mishnah of Menachis. We have to speak out the Mishnah as well. So the Mishnah says Daf Nunamid Beis Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, like how you bought in Chatzayim, he wouldn't bring it in halves. Elo maybe Yisorin Shalem, he would bring an entire Yisorin V'chotzeo, and then he would divide it. Makriv Mechza Baboyku Mechza Ben Arba. So it's an important halach. He wouldn't bring it half at a time. So we had a Machlik Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish with a Makdish it first, and then afterwards Chaitza. That's a Shiloh when they made it Kaddish. But in terms of bringing it, he had to walk into Beis Medrash, into the Beis HaMikdash in the morning with an entire Yisarin. And then afterwards it would be divided. The Shiloh is before you were Mekaddish or afterwards. But he definitely had to bring it in its entirety. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two. What's that?
Bringing has...
Right, what does that mean? So... Yeah, exactly. That's what you see from here. You had to come in with... It had to start off as an Yisarin Shalom. For example, there was a measuring stick. It was like a measuring cup where they would measure the Yisarin. They would measure it in this... as an Yisarin Shalom. And then afterwards, they would put it into different... They would divide it into two separate parts. Maybe it's the Medida where the Cheshiva says. Right? And I understand what's bothering you. That's number one. Number two, Koyin Shemevi, Mechza Shachris. What if a Koyin brought... So he brought the Yisarin Shalom, he divided it in half, and he brought the first half in the morning. And then he died. And then that day, right? They don't waste time. There's a new kohen gadol already for Bein Arba'im. So what's the halacha? He cannot just go ahead and bring a half yisarin from his house, because when you bring the minchas chavitim, it has to start off as an yisarin shalem. Additionally, he can't bring the chatzi yisarin shal rishon, the other half that the kohen gadol that died had been mafresh, elamevi yisarin shalom, he has to bring an entire yisarin, v'chotzeo, when he divides it, makriv mechza, half of it is makriv, for the chavitim of bein arbayim, u'mechza of, and the other half gets lost. Nimtzu, so it comes out, talk to Mishnah, shnei chatzah in kravim, v'shnei chatzah in oivdim. So if you do the math, back of the envelope, what you're going to end up with is two half of yisarins are being kariv, and two half of yisarins are not being kariv, right? Poshet. So that's basically the Mishnah. So Gemara is going to bring. So we had again. Yeah, Machlokes now Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. You had to bring the Yisarin Shalom. The question is: did you make it Kaddish when it was in Yisarin Shalom and then divide it, or did you divide it and then afterwards make it Kaddish? So Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon said Chaytzayis Avachakach Mekatcha. Shemel Lakish Shalom Mekatcha Avachakach Chaytzayis. So the Gemara says, "Please, Rabbi Yechon, I'll bring it right from the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon." The Mishnah said, "Makriv Mechza Umechza Ovad." The Mishnah said, "You makriv half and the other half." You have to get rid of. Why would you have to get rid of the other half? Why can't you be poided? So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, that you were makadish, you were makdish the whole thing, and then afterwards you were chaitza it. So if you were makdish it, it's kadosh. If it's kadosh, you can't just be poided. You can't be poided as something that's kushas like off. You can't be makrivit. because the guy died. The Kohen Gadol died. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this? You have to get rid of it. The Yetzel the Beis HaSreifa, the equivalent of Yetzel the Beis HaSreifa for a mincha would be to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you never made it Kaddosh. You divided it, you made the first half Kaddosh. When it was time to bring the second half, you made that Kaddosh. So if the Kohen Gadol died before it was time to bring the mincha of Bein Arbayim, presumably it never became Kaddosh. If it never became Kaddosh, it's not Kedushas Aguf. If it's not Kedushas Aguf, it's Kedushas Dovin. He was not for shit, L'shem Mincha. But it never had the Kedushas Aguf. It was never the Skadosh B'Kisharis. If it was never the Skadosh B'Kisharis, it was never Kedushas Aguf. Then why are you Lichon Amar Melech? Why can't you just be Poydit? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So after Gemara, Pasar Lo, he answered, Shekin Afilu Mois Yechul Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Yechon L'shitasai. Rabbi Yechon said, Hifrish Shikla Yumeis. Right, we said Yipul in Adava. What about Hifrish Asiras Eifa, and then the Kohen Gadol died. Right, he has a whole safe full of money that's dedicated for the for Asiras Eifa, and then he dies. So what do you do with that money? So you see that even though it's only money, it's only Kedushas Dovim, still Allah is Yichlam HaMelech. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon L'shitasa, that says that even though here the it was never Kedushas Aguf, it was only Kedushas Dovim, it's still going to be Yichlam HaMelech. Masisa, please get out here. The Girs is not Rabbi Shlokish, it's Rabbi Yechon. Big Shaila. Some learn the Gemara Shlokish, some learn the Gemara Rabbi Yechon, just to give you an idea of how much gray area there is to learn. Some learn that this whole Gemara is a Kashmir Yechonon, some learn it's a whole Gemara is a Kashmir Rabbi Shlokish. But we'll go with the Girsa. Masisa, please get Rabbi Yechonon, Nibsu Shnei Chatzam, Kraven, Ushnei Chatzam, Avudim. The Mishnah said, right, at the end of the whole story, what do you end up with? You're going to have two halves that are going to be Karev, and two halves, they're going to have to go to Yam HaMelech. The Tani Allah, the Brisa said, Mechza Rishon u Mechza Sheni, Teubat Tzuras of Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. That the halves that are going to be lost, first Teubat Tzuras, and we know what Ibar Tzura is, and then afterwards, you can throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So the Kasha is on Rabbi Yechonon. Bishlam, according to Rish Lakish, it was Neskadish already, but Kedushas Aguf, that's why it needs Ibar Tzura. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, only has Kedushas Damit, only has Kedushas Damit, just throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Why would it need Ibar Tzura? Pasala, the Gemara says, Kresh Shmol. The Omai Sarin, Mikade, that Enechanami, you didn't have to put it into a klisharis. However, there's a shitas Rabbi Shmuel that held that the measuring cup that was used to measure the isarin, that in itself was a klisharis. So if that in itself was a klisharis, so it was neskadish in that, and being that it was neskadish in that, that's why it would be kedushas haguf, so that it would need ibur tzura. Where Rabbi Yochanan's halachas negeya lemaisa that it wasn't a skadish b'klisharis would be according to the cholkim Rabbi Yishmael that the medida, the kli medida, wasn't a klisharis. You didn't have to be, you didn't have to make the whole thing kaddish at the same time. As a result, all you would have is kedushas damim and a chanami. According to that, you wouldn't need ibur tzura. The Mishnah says, the Brisa says, you need ibur tzura. It's going according to that one shita's Rabbi Yishmael, but and a chanami according to Rabbi Yochanan, the other shita's it wouldn't be an issue. Just a little bit more. The first time the Kohen did the Avoida, like we just said, maybe Asir Sa'ifa Shalai. Then he does the Avoida. Echel Kohen Gadol, Echel Kohen Hedyet, Sha'avdu, Achle Avio Asir Sa'ifa. What if a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyet did the Avoida and they didn't bring their inaugurational offering? So what's the halacha? So it's a Shail and the Girs. We have the Girs Avedos and Ksheira, the Girl changes the Girs Avedos and Psula. Ramona Boy Mamer, Ramona asked, Boy Bayam Shi Descarved Chil Avoida, Boy Bayam Nisman Elias Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha? So let's say he became the Kohen Gadol and he's doing the Avodah for the same time. Maybe Shtayim. Achas Lechinuchai, Achas Lechinuchai. Oh, forget. The first day he's the Kohen Gadol, he would bring two. One, because the first time the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, just like the first time a Kohen Hedi does the Avodah, he brings Mechas Chavitin. Additionally, you'd have to bring the one that you always have to bring for Chavitin. All right, we'll stop here. Wow.